welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 333. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Warriors. That song is called Good Luck, and it's on the band's album Imaginary Life, which Don Giovanni put out on August 7th. An excellent band out of Brooklyn, New York there. And one I discovered by a friend, ran into Lucas at Mud Pie Cafe, and he was talking about bands he likes and said he really did like that album, and I hadn't heard it, and I'm not sure how I missed it, because Don Giovanni, lovely label, and everything about that band says Sid will like them, and you know what? I do, and it's probably in the running for one of my favorite albums of the year already. No, it's definitely in the running for one of my favorite albums of the year, and not already, because, hell, it's already the middle of October. I'm going to be, like, pulling these lists together soon, I guess. Oh, that's kind of scary. Let's just play something else. This is Spoonboy with the song Linus and Me.
Linus and me, we were talking about first loves. How they burn out, leave each other, and then change completely. Thought about that one summer burning in the suburbs. Me and Caroline making eyes and waiting on the subway. She saw me out like the stamp that finished her collection. Like a dying breed in danger of extinction. And we fell into each other without the slightest bit of caution. Till the whole thing fell out from under our feet. I see Caroline sometimes walking down the street, and her head's all full up with those people she meets. I wanna call out and say, hey, thanks for everything, Caroline, but she don't go by that name no more. If she saw me tonight, she wouldn't look at me twice. But you know, don't you know, it's alright, alright, alright. Me and Caroline walk different paths in life, but you know, don't you know, it's alright. To it, just something we did at the time. There was war in the air and it troubled my mind. There's secrets between us, but I've been sure the things we shared, well, they were ours. But there was something there I hadn't seen before. When I saw Tommy in his military uniform, he'd just been looking for a war. If he saw me tonight, he might not look me in the eye. But you know, don't you know, it's alright, alright, alright. Me and Tommy, we have different wars to fight. But you know, don't you know, just gotta be alright. Someone new before it broke and took down that old picture you drew. You know, they say moving on is just something you do. It could be, I don't know, I think sometimes it just happens to you. You find your path and you take that road. When you look back, I hope that you know the things we share and the ways we grow. They're due to all the people we know. Saw me tonight, I know it didn't feel right. But you know, don't you know, it takes time, it takes time. Me and you, we held a little too tight. But you know, don't you know, just gotta be alright.
What a, what a, what a, what a.
Well, that perked my spirits right back up. That was Alpaca Sports with the song Where'd You Go? That's from the new EP When You Need Me the Most, which came out on Elephant Records October 2nd, just a week ago or two. Band from Gothenburg, Sweden there, doing that indie pop with Northern Soul moments by the numbers. And if you like those numbers, then you're going to like that EP. And kind of the same review I gave The School last week, and definitely the same vibe. If that song doesn't appeal to you, then move on. Probably move on from the podcast too, because I'm just going to keep finding those excellent bands and playing them for you. Before that, we heard from the Spook School with the song Binary. That is on the new album Try to Be Hopeful. Came out October 9th on Fortuna Pop in the UK. The US release isn't until October 20th. A band from Edinburgh in Scotland that are so fun to see live. I remember when they played that song summer before last, I guess. And I had a conversation with the singer, Nye, and said, really, gender binary does seem restrictive, but hexadecimal? Are there more than 16 shades? And I think we're all learning that, yes, there are an infinite amount of shades. So pick one that works for you, I guess, and then change as needed. And then before that, we kick things off with Spoonboy with the song Linus and Me. And that is on the Spoonboy Goodbye Party split 7-inch, which came out in May of 2014 on Silver Sprocket Bicycle Club, a split 7-inch there. Spoonboy, of course, the project of David Combs out of Washington, D.C., and the Goodbye Party he plays bass in, and they're based out of Philly. And double shot there from Mr. Combs. Personally, I find him exhausting. Stayed at my house, made a lot of pasta, crashed into my fence. But musically, aces, in love with that man. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get some good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So let's continue here on the vein of good music. This is Kurt Baker from Portland, Maine with the song Monday Night.
Say goodbye, I'm back where I begun. yourself a little every day to do the shit that makes you thrive. Shit that you're afraid of. Tell death that you're a fucking liar.
A quick blast from Stiff Middle Fingers from Lawrence, Kansas. That song is Pessimasochist. It's from their new 7-inch, or rather new EP, Antisocial Studies. They self-released that on October 10th. Before that, we heard from Kurt Baker with the song Monday Night. That's from his album Play It Cool, released by Rumbar Records on September 25th. As I said, he's based out of Portland, Maine, and I thought, man, Portland, Maine has an incredible power pop scene. Turns out it's just Kurt Baker and a couple of friends forming band after band after band, and all of them are fantastic. So keep an eye on everything he does there, and know that you'll be hearing more from him on the podcast as I dig into his previous albums. And there's a few back there, so more power pop gems for everyone. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 333. It's kind of like 33 and a third for you vinyl junkies. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or follow me on any of your favorite social media networks, including Twitter at SidMuchRock. Looking at the website, not a lot new this week. Any week really recently. I just haven't been around. Not a lot of rock happening. We do have a concert calendar, and that's exciting. Things are happening. Shows are happening. Tonight is Boys Life and Giant Chair at the Record Bar. You should be at that show. Unfortunately, I will be stuck in Boston. On the 18th, Waxahachie is playing at the Jackpot. Another show I'll miss, unfortunately. The 23rd, Church is at the Uptown. The 24th, Architects are playing a 7-inch release party at Mills. Free show, all ages, all that stuff. The 25th, Deaf Heaven at Granada. 25th is also Leftover Crack at the Record Bar. The 27th of Montreal are playing the Record Bar. 28th, Craig Finn is playing at the Record Bar. Originally, I think Finn had that 27th date, or maybe I typoed. I don't know. But of Montreal, the 27th, Craig Finn, the 28th, both at the Record Bar. On the 31st, Bad Ideas are playing at Davies. I think that'll be my Halloween night show. Some good bands playing with them as well. And in November, we've got the Warriors playing at the Jackpot on the 5th. Sure hope I make that one. On the 7th, Apocalypse Meow is at the Record Bar. And on the 8th, Apocalypse Meow was supposed to be at Knuckleheads, but I hear there's some problems with that, and they're looking at a date on Sunday the 9th and a venue as well. So I'll keep you updated on that one. Too Much Rock is a sponsor of Apocalypse Meow, so you'll be hearing plenty more about that one. On the 11th, Parquet Courts is playing at the Bottleneck. The 17th, Glenn Hansard is at the Uptown. On the 18th, Venom, yes, Venom, is playing at the Granada. The 20th, Iris DeMint at Knuckleheads, or Darwin D's at the Riot Room, depending on if you are a folky or a hipster. On the 24th, Corrosion of Conformity is playing at the Riot Room. And that one, I forget who they're playing with, but it's going to be an interesting show. For some reason, I'm thinking that's the case. The 27th, The Good Life at the Riot Room. And the 30th, Get Up Kids and Berwanger are playing at the Record Bar. And that should destroy the joint and be full of aging people like myself. So anyway, concert calendar, October and November, and I don't even want to think beyond that. The year's running out on us, folks. It's happening. Anyway, one last track for you. It is from Deaf Heaven, who, as I said, are playing the 25th at the Granada. All their songs are long, so this is one of the long ones. This album, you know, I thought I would like it better than the last album. I don't. There's some good things about it. There's good things about all the songs. There's moments of them that are really nice. If I could edit this down to the 8 or 10 moments I like on the album and make it one, 12-minute song or 15-minute song, that'd be great. But that's not the way they work, and they don't want to make it that easy for you. Lots of things happening in this track. Stick around. You're going to find something you like there, whether it's indie rock or shoegaze or black metal, or it's all in here. And they're post everything, and they like it that way. So anyway, here's Deaf Heaven with the song Gifts for the Earth. It's the closing track on their new album, New Bermuda, which came out October 2nd on Anti Records, a band based out of San Francisco. polarizing the U.S. black metal scene. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.